With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Severe weather happening across parts of the South.
Parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas are under severe weather watches as the National Weather Service looks ahead at a storm system in the Gulf of Mexico. Here's Robert Fry with the National Weather Service in New Orleans.
We're looking at a round or two of severe thunderstorms where all the severe hazards, whether it be large hail, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes, will be present tomorrow.
More than 100 flights were delayed and dozens more were canceled at airports in Dallas and Houston. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, President-elect Trump has nominated former GOP Senate candidate Carrie Lake to serve as director of Voice of America. Bob Agnew reports.
Lake is a former TV news anchor in Arizona and ran unsuccessful bids for governor and the U.S. Senate. Trump says he selected her to, quote, ensure that the American values of freedom and liberty are broadcast around the world fairly and accurately. In a social media post, Lake said under her direction, the VOA will excel in the mission of chronicling America's achievements worldwide. Bob Agnew reporting.
Two top Canadian cabinet ministers, they're visiting Palm Beach to talk border security and trade with officials in the incoming Donald Trump administration. Trump threatening to impose sweeping tariffs if Canada does not stem what he calls the flow of migrants and drugs in the United States. Federal officials say the U.S. saw an 18.1% increase in homelessness, a dramatic rise driven mostly by a lack of affordable housing, as well as devastating natural disasters and a surge of migrants in several parts of the country. More than 770,000 people or counted as homeless. Stocks remain sharply lower. All three major indexes down now more than 1%. This is SRN News. More trouble for Christians in Sudan.
Believers make up about 5% of the population in the mostly Muslim nation, and these days they are between the hammer and the anvil. The Muslim government is fighting Muslim rebels, and both sides are taking shots at Christians whenever they can. This week, the Sudanese Air Force bombed a church outside Khartoum, killing several people. Muslim rebels have been torching churches. The civil war has been going on for nearly 2 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of NFL players are using their fame as an opportunity to talk about their Christian faith. The Detroit Lions, one of the best teams in the league this season, kicker Jake Bates discussed his faith in a recent primetime NBC interview. Quarterback C.J. Stroud of Houston, Kirk Cousins of Atlanta, and Lamar Jackson of Baltimore are among the many in the league who speak publicly about their Christian beliefs. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reporting that the Food and Drug Administration is proposing a rule that cosmetic companies would need to take extra steps to ensure that any products containing talc are free of asbestos.
The rule follows years of lawsuits against Johnson & Johnson and other companies alleging links between talc-based baby powder and cancer. Talc is a mineral used to absorb moisture or improve texture, feel, and color of cosmetics. It's mined from underground deposits that are sometimes located near the toxic mineral asbestos. The risk of cross-contamination has long been recognized by cosmetic companies. Despite the lawsuits, research has found mixed evidence of a potential link between cancer and talc. The FDA says that since 2021, laboratory analysis of more than 100 cosmetic samples has come back negative for asbestos. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.